How would you kind of assess this year?
It was a lot of fun. You know, it was a really, really fun year, and we're able to do a lot of good things on every facet of the game, every side of the ball, offense, defense, special teams, and I thought we grew a lot, you know, as being a young team and being as young as we are, but we are a mature team, and so we grew a lot in a lot of different ways, and feel good. Obviously not happy about yesterday, and really thought we had a chance to make a run, and ended prematurely yesterday, but you know, we're going to work hard this offseason. We've got a really good core nucleus guys and really driven group, and I don't expect this to be the end for us by any means.
Jared, going back to OTAs, there are questions about this team. Essentially, a rookie quarterback starting your first, you know, your full season, a rookie head coach. Looking back, what did you learn about this team after going through the experience that you went through?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we're a young team, but we're very mature and handle situations the right way, work hard, and go about everyone's business the right way. And got a good group of guys, really, really strong group, and you look at defense, we got some guys that will be here for a long time and some really good players, and the same with offense. So, you know, it's hopefully just the beginning for this group, and a lot of good things to look forward to.
Jared, looking back at last night's game being a playoff game, did it feel any different than a regular season game for you guys?
No, I don't think so. I think the coolest thing for us was seeing the fans there and seeing the crowd and seeing how into it they were, and, you know, getting them out there, and it was exciting. It was fun. It was an exciting day, and a lot of energy, you know, really live out there, and it was fun, but ultimately didn't do enough to win.
Jared, in what ways do you feel like you can get better, and kind of what will be your focus in the offseason?
A lot of different things, man. Every year coming to the offseason, you got a plan, and I don't know right now exactly, but a bunch of different things I want to get better at, and become a better leader, better teammate, better player, and everything in between.
Did you, with the exception of advancing to that next round, in terms of the plan you set for yourself before this season, were you able to achieve kind of the goals you set for yourself?
I don't know. I was disappointed yesterday and wanted to win yesterday. And, you know, ultimately the regular season was good for us and we were successful there. But, you know, when it really matters, we didn't get it done yesterday. And ultimately that's all that matters.
But, I mean, just in terms of your personal development?
I don't know. I feel good. Yeah. I feel like I made some good steps, but a lot of work to do.
Anything you feel like you proved to yourself? Maybe that you might have proved to other people?
No, I always knew what I could do.
Do you feel like a foundation has been set? And I know it's the end today and last night, but in a way that this is really kind of a beginning for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I think it's just a beginning. We got such a good young group here and so many guys. I mean, you see Todd, Aaron, Alec, I'm young. You know, a lot of our line's young. Rob Woods, you know, Sammy, you know, Cooper's young. You know, a lot of good young players all across the board. And, you know, it's just a beginning for this group. And having the coaches we have and having everyone we have in the front office, we expect it to only go up from here, and we're excited about the future.
If, you know, there's some rumors that may have been confirmed that Greg Olsen may be moving on to another organization, are you kind of prepared if there's a change at quarterback coach and stuff?
Yeah, if that were to happen, you know, we're very happy for him and everything he's done for us. We can't thank him enough. I think we talked about it last night with the quarterbacks. Everything he's done has been awesome, and you know, it far exceeded my expectations as far as what he's done for myself and our whole quarterback room, and we're very thankful for him.
Is that tough for you to go through another quarterback coach, or is it maybe a little bit different because the scheme of the offense is the same?
You know, it'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Are you plan on working at 3D QB again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to stay around the LA area?
Yeah, I'll be here all offseason, yeah.
Jared, Robert Woods mentioned that kind of midway through the season, guys were kind of outwardly starting to talk about how they really kind of believed in this team. They realized it was coming together, especially after that long trip that you guys went on. Do you recall that? Do you recall, like, when there was kind of an outward expression of belief around here?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like you said, after that, you know, trip to Jacksonville and, you know, then we went to Arizona where, you know, every excuse in the world could be made for us. You know, we're playing a tough Jacksonville team on the road, and then we got to go stay in London and stay in Jacksonville. And we beat Arizona 33-0 in London and come back. And we're like, man, like, all right, we can really do this. And we got it. We know we had a good team and good feel, and gave us a lot of confidence for sure. And we rolled from there. I mean, we thought we played pretty well in the second half of the season. And again, I mean, you know, it's the regular season was fun. We were very successful there. But when it mattered yesterday, we weren't our best. And Atlanta got the best of us yesterday. But, yeah, like Rob said, you know, we got a good group and did a lot of good things this year. We're happy about it.